B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 12 o'clock and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We are at Beasley Media Group Station. All right, real quick, hang tight because we want to get back to the phones in just a sec. But we got win totals for MLB. Where'd you get those from?
BetOnline, AG, which is what, you know, all the, they send it to all the reporters and all that kind of stuff. So that they're usually the first ones to send everything out. So you want to go lowest to highest or highest to lowest?
Let's go lowest to highest.
All right. Lowest, both at 21.5. One, the Detroit Tigers, the team that had the most losses in the major leagues last year, and a team that the Phillies will face, the Baltimore Orioles. All right?
Yeah.
Okay with that? It makes sense so far. The Marlins and Royals, both at 24.5.
Yep, makes sense. How about Kansas City? I'll bet. They were good a few years ago.
That was bullpen. Salvador Perez and Lorenzo King.
Yeah, man.
Eric Hosmer and all those guys.
But Moustakas.
Yep, Billy Butler. Remember, he was getting old, but he could still hit a little bit. They're another small market team that just, you know, they hope for the young players to come up and play well, which they did.
Yeah.
Marlins, over 24.5.
You like the Marlins, huh?
They're going to be the fluky team. You wait. Another fluky team that they're going to go over. Seattle Mariners, 25.5. They will have more than 25.5 wins. They are notorious for starting off hot every single year.
Yeah,
I can see the Mariners having more.
Yeah?
Yep. So there's the Mariners.
Interesting that you like. You're a Mariners guy. You love the Mariners.
I do, man. Jamie Moyer and Raul Baez made their trip over here.
Love some Mariners, man.
San Fran, your Gabe Kapler-led Giants, also at 25.5, plus the Pittsburgh Pirates at 25.5. You think Pirates go under, too? Because I think they do. I think the Pirates stink.
Do you really?
Yeah. Right. Pirates stink. The Colorado Rockies, 27.5.
Colorado Rockies. 27.5.
They got some bats.
Seems low to me. No, I know their pitching sucks, but it seems low to me.
Got some bats. They're always in the thick of the race toward the end.
I agree.
The Toronto Blue Jays, a team that the Phillies will face, 28.5.
Over.
You think they're going to be that hot?
I think
right
they're
out
good,
the jump?
Dude. I think they're good.
I think they're good in the future. I don't know if they're there yet.
Give me their lineup. Hold on. I'll get their lineup. You keep going.
We have your depth charts in here. I'll bring them to you during the break.
All right, go ahead.
The Rangers, Texas Rangers, 29.5.
I hate that team, yeah.
I do too. Now, here you go. 31.5. There's many teams with this win total.
31.5?
The San Diego Padres, the Milwaukee Brewers.
I like over San Diego.
I do too.
It's a good squad.
The Los Angeles Angels, the Cincinnati Reds, the Chicago White Sox, who I'm very excited to watch this year. The Chicago Cubs, the Boston Red Sox, the Arizona Diamondbacks, and you're fighting Philadelphia Phils, 31.5.
Phillies are 31.5?
Right at pretty much 500, they have the Phillies.
They're over 31.5, aren't they? I go over.
They threw 60 games last year. They were 33-27. I think they're better this year.
I'm going over, man.
I think so, too. I could see him getting a 35-36. I think 31.5 is a little light for the Phils, but there's a lot of teams at 31.5. 32.5, the St. Louis Cardinals, the Cleveland Indians, and the New York Mets. So they have the Mets ahead of the Phils. Also ahead of the Phils. Both at 33.5, the Atlanta Braves and Washington Nationals. They also have the Oakland Athletics and the Tampa Bay Rays at 33.5.
I like Tampa.
Minnesota Twins, 34.5. They're good. I like the Twins. They're a good team.
They're a bomber team.
They're a good team, and they got some good pitchers.
Dude, they're a bomber. They hit bombs, that squad.
I like Baldelli's a good manager.
Yeah.
35.5. Yes, they are still good, even though they cheated. The Houston Astros coming in at third.
Yeah.
And then both, we have a tie at 38.5. Your L.A. Dodgers and the team the Phillies will have to face a few times, the New York Yankees.
Wow. That's interesting. Are you ready? You got Here you go. Here's the Blue Jays. This team's good, dude. They got first base Travis Shaw, left-handed pop.
Big, big hitter.
Second base Biggio,
mm-hmm.
stud. Third base Vlad Jr., mm-hmm. stud. Shortstop Bichette,
yep.
stud.
You're infield.
That's ridiculous.
Around the horn. Bunch of good players.
Left field, they got Gurriel, stud.
Yep.
They got Derek Fisher and Grichik and that Teoscar Hernandez.
Derek Fisher?
Yeah.
The point guard for the Lakers?
He's good. He's from the Astros. Yeah, that's a good team.
Good squad.
Dude. Let me look at their pitching. Here's their pitching. Ryu.
That's right. They brought him in free agency.
Roark.
Yep. Tanner Ryan. He's all right.
Chase Anderson. Matt Shoemaker.
I'm not thrilled with their pitching staff.
Yeah, Yamaguchi.
I'm so out on Tanner Roark. Many people wanted to trade for him here last year.
You know who their closer is?
Is it like an old guy? Or is it somebody that used to play here?
Yeah, here.
Is it Giles?
Yes! Giles is their closer. I thought Giles, I was wrong with that kid. I guess he's not bad, but I thought he was going to be great, Ken Giles.
Remember he had a moment on the mound last year? Remember he's punching himself in the face?
Yeah, it was weird.
He was like walking off the mound. He started just pummeling himself in the head.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, dude.
hey, real quick. Let's do the Phillies for a second, all right? This is a good lineup. I'm getting all homered up. Are you ready?
There's one guy that depends
JT
on.
JT behind the plate.
Yes, he's going to be great. He's going to hit around 300.
Reese is the whole thing is Reese. It's
exactly. Right? The whole thing is Reese Hoskins.
You got Segura Kingery.
See the pictures of Segura?
Yes.
Got like a six pack now. I know. All right.
So if you have Kingery at second, Segura at third. And I hope he's a flea guy, but he'll get hot for you.
Yes, he can.
DD.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you forget about DD.
Yeah,
DD at this back part.
I have a feeling people are going to be disappointed because he's going to hit around like 250, 260. But he's going to give you, in a 162-game season, he'll give you 25, 30 bombs.
Yes. Harper.
Yep.
And then this is where I think goes off. Like, I like Hutch, but I don't know what he's got left.
Well, he had some extra time.
Yeah.
Get ready.
I just don't know what he's got left. And I'm not a Haseley fan.
Yeah.
I don't like Haseley.
He's a good center fielder.
Stinks.
Yeah, you know, he'll bat eighth for you.
Yeah, I hate him.
Well, you got the DH this year, too.
Yeah.
Jay Bruce.
That's right.
How about that?
That's right.
And you got him for nothing.
That's right. I forgot about that. The Jay Bruce as a DH is key. And then you can go Quinn at times if you want to give a guy a break.
Yeah, the Phillies.
Dude, that lineup is strong.
But it all depends on Hoskins. Because if Hoskins is hitting 180,
I agree.
He's your four hitter. Yeah. He's your cleanup hitter. Jay Bruce is nice and all, but he's still batting sixth for you.
Yeah.
So if Hoskins is batting fourth and hitting 180, you're in trouble.
Dude, that's a good lineup. Let's bash. We got Joe. We got Girardi.
Yep.
I'm pumped.
Let's go pitching staff, 3 through 5, and bullpen.
We'll do that later.
Come on now.
It's Cuz Radio with Tunis right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 12:17. Coming up in 5 minutes, we'll begin the playback, and it's a good one. Wheeze Kids. John in Long Beach. John, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Johnny, what do you say, buddy?
Hey, Anthony, how are you?
Good. What's going on?
Great. You probably would remember me. You gave us the nicknames. Me and my cousin a few years came down the shore at the casino in your remote, and we said we were like you and your cousin Joey, and you called us the Cousins Finnegan.
Yes!
Yeah.
I do. Yeah. How are you guys?
Good, good. And you,
I love the Finnegans.
Yeah, and you also took my daughter's video that day after the Super Bowl when she sent me a message, and you put it on the air.
Yes, we did. Yeah. That's right, yeah. Buddy.
Yeah, yeah. It's good talking to you.
You too. You too.
One of the reasons I want to talk about 4 for 4, but first I want to tell you about, you know, you met at McGillin's that time, my buddy Mark, the kid that's blind.
He's blind. Yes, I do remember. Yes. How is he?
He's doing good. As a matter of fact, his mom's having a birthday for him. He'll be 36 Friday. And me and my brother and my cousin Frank, who you met, we're going to go there. We're going to
make sure you wish him well for me.
Yeah, we're going to call the show for. I'm going to put him on that day for you.
You got it. I'd love to wish him happy birthday. That's great.
Okay, yeah. Now, 4 for 4, the other day you were talking, and my dad basically got me in on all sports, except I'm 66 years old. So when I was little, the only hockey I had was at every 4 years of the Olympics.
Oh,
and
wow.
So, yeah, so when I was, from the time I was 6 to 13, my dad was real sick and couldn't take me, and he died when I was 13. But my brother really took over, and he got me, you know, he took me to doubleheaders back then with the Sixers played at Convention Center. They played pro basketball doubleheaders.
Oh.
He took me to the Palestra.
That's
took
cool,
me,
man.
You know, back Franklin Field. He really picked up the slack. He's
very cool.
Wow,
it's fantastic.
And, yeah, and I have one funny story about a road trip. Me and my cousin, who you met, we one time, I was a sophomore in college. This had to be back in 72. I skipped school that day, and he skipped work. And my other cousin, we all drove up to New York to see the Phillies open a day against the Mets. And we're driving up there, and back then you didn't have GPS or nothing. So we just see these signs, the stadium. We ended up at Yankee Stadium. And so he says, oh, you got to go. You probably know New York better than me.
Yeah.
You got to go way down there. So we just got there about the second inning, and got tickets downstairs opening day. And I'll never forget Tony Taylor, one of my favorite players, came up in the 10th inning, pinch hit triple, and they won the game. It was great.
That's fantastic. I look forward to talking to you guys on Friday, buddy.
Yeah, because Mark, he is definitely only a one-for-one. He'll tell you he can't see because he's blind, but he bleeds Eagles green.
That's beautiful.
And the birthday is really important for him because when he was born, he spent a year in the hospital before he finally came home.
Oh, well, so, I look forward to talking to him. It's great to talk to the Cousin Finnegans. You guys rule, man. You guys are the best. We appreciate it. Let's get one more, Josh. We'll do our playback. And then we'll get right back to your call. So it'll be fun. I promise you. Hold on. You'll love it. Let's go to Josh. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Josh.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, my brother?
Chunas, I wanted to apologize. As an experienced traveler, I mispronounced Clapada yesterday, and I'm a little embarrassed.
Oh, that's okay.
Oh, it's Josh from Audubon. What's up, my man?
I was thinking about it all day. I'm like, oh, man, if my buddies were here, and they would kill me for that.
Really? What's the matter with you?
I wanted to talk about a road trip. I've done a lot. I got a lot of miles in my car with them. But one of my favorite ones was, I think it was the 2010 or 2011 season opener where we had to go to Cleveland. And, you know, people were telling me, oh, you're going to hate Cleveland. There's nothing to do there. There's no tailgates. That wound up being one of the best road trips and tailgates me and my buddies ever had. And we had, there was 8 of us, and we stuffed into, really, it was a 6-seater, but it was a 7-seater minivan. So somebody actually laid down on the side where the door slid, so we could fit everybody. And we had a ball.
I got news for you. It's one of the underrated cities.
Oh my
god! It's actually a fun, like, back when, like, I used to go a lot when I was covering baseball, and there was a place called the Flats.
The Flats.
Yeah.
You know, we were 22, 23.
Yeah, it's a good time.
It was like, you know, we just got done college, and, you know, a couple of the guys, you know, they're about to get married, and we're like, this is it. It felt like the last hurrah, you know?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
We were up till 5 a.m. We actually stayed in the Cleveland State campus or university, you know?
Oh, did you really watch? You know? Yeah, that's cool, man.
But, you know, we're out till 3, 4 in the morning on Saturday night, and we wake up. And anyway, so we go to the tailgate, and we're looking. There's not really that much tailgating, but we go to this parking garage. People are like, go there. We're like, why would we go to a parking garage? So everybody parks at the bottom and then brings everything up top. And there's no cars on the top level of this parking garage. It's just all the tailgate from the cars underneath.
Wow.
And it was amazing. And you're talking about September, right on the lake.
There. Yeah, it's pretty, yeah.
There was a buzz in Cleveland that day because, you know, that was the draft where they had Trent Richardson at like 2 or 3 overall, and then they had Brandon Weeden later. And Richardson truck-sticked Kurt Coleman on like one of the first plays of the game, and his helmet fell off. And then that was pretty much it until the fourth quarter, because it ended 10-6 or 13-10 or something like that.
But, yeah, that's a really good – they're a really good football city. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? They're a really good football city.
I would love to go back there.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it's a good –
Hi, guys. Stay safe.
Thanks, my brother. Always a pleasure. Now let's start the playback. Sit tight, everybody. We'll get back to your calls in a minute, but you're going to enjoy this. Let us today, for the playback, celebrating great fan moments, the roars of the crowd. Let's go back. The date, October the 8th, 1983, Game 4 of the National League Championship Series. Phillies and Dodgers. Phil's up 2-1 in the series. We're at the vet, the attendance strong, 64,494 packed into Veterans Stadium. Harry Callis, Richie Ashburn, and Andy Musser on the call. Before we get back to the game, before we get to the game, let's sit back and listen to Harry give us the starting lineup for your Fightin' Phils.
For the Phillies tonight, Joe Morgan is going to lead off at second base. Joe just 1-for-11 in League Championship Series play. Has never enjoyed a good one, really. This is his 7th. Batting second will be Pete Rose. He's always enjoyed good ones. 364 this year, 382 lifetime. Mike Schmidt will be at third base. Schmidty having a good League Championship Series. And batting fourth and right field will be Sixto Lescano. Lescano, 1-for-9. He plays against the left-hand pitching. Gary Matthews will follow. He has been the star of the League Championship Series so far with 2 homers, 5 RBIs. And in center field will be Gary Maddox. Maddox has always hit pretty good League Championship Series, 3-for-7 in this one. Bo Diaz will catch, hitting 7th in his first League Championship Series. He's been a stalwart behind the plate, although hitless in this one. And Ivan De Jesus, the steady shortstop, will hit 8th, 2-for-9 in this one. And Steve Carlton will pitch in bat 9th. Lefty won the first game of the East League Championship Series. And lifetime, he is 3-2 in LCS play.
Wow, there it is. How about it? That's pretty cool. Top of the first inning, Dodgers have runners on first and second, 2 down. Carlton, like many aces, like we saw with Halliday, if you're going to get to an ace, you're going to get to them in the first inning. And now, 2 on, 2 out. Mike Marshall at the plate, lefty trying to get out of an early jam.
Foul tip on the slider, 1-2 to Mike Marshall. This crowd is really alive at Veterans Stadium in anticipation. Phillies up 2-1 in this National League Championship Series. He struck him out. Marshall goes down swinging, and down go the Dodgers in the first. No runs, 2 hits, no errors. They leave 2. After 1 half, Los Angeles nothing. Phillies coming to bat.
Love that. Phillies coming to bat. For the game, you heard Harry talk about Sarge as the Phillies' hottest hitter during this series. Well, top of the first inning, he comes up to hit. Schmitty's on second. Sisto Lescano on first. Here comes Sarge.
Low and inside with a fastball. 1-0 to Gary Matthews.
Gary skipping a little rope. get his feet out of the way.
Well hit to deep left. Whoa. Goodbye. Whoa. Way out of here. 3-0 Phils off the facing of the press box level. Gary Matthews, what a league championship series he's having. And the Phillies are on top 3-0.
His third homer, his 6th, 7th, and 8th RBIs. He stood at home plate and watched it. Ball deep into the bleachers. Giving the Phillies a 3-0 lead in the first inning. Watch this swing. Put everything he had into that swing. Watch him. He knew it when it was hit. Let it steam, Yeager. Head going down.
3-0 Phils. Gary the Sarge Matthews now with 8 RBIs and 3 home runs in this LCS. He's popping out of the dugout. Gives the salute.
Wow, I got chills over that, Andrew. Are you kidding me?
Love a curtain call.
Sarge, he's hit like bombs.
Well, I was the one he did the bat flip and he stared down Yeager. I mean, that's one of the highlights of those old Phillies teams.
Dude, that's awesome. Fantastic. All right. Nothing happens for the Dodgers top of the second. But we haven't done a Steve Carlton playback yet. Let's talk about and listen to the 1-2-3 inning for the Phillies and listen to Harry talking about the Phillies fans.
While the first two games at Dodger Stadium of this LCS were sold out, the fans at Los Angeles were not a force. Not the case here in Philadelphia, where this gang tonight is really a force for the home nine. Right. Joe Morgan puts that away. Yeager is out, one down. Bouncing ball to Joe Morgan. Landro's out. That's two down here in the second. And it'll bring on Darryl Thomas, the switch-hitting right fielder. Two strikes. He struck him out with a slider. No runs in the inning, one hit. No errors, they leave one. We go to the bottom half of the second with the Phillies leading L.A. by a score of 3-0.
How bad it, Judas? How bad it? That sounds awesome.
Harry!
Here's another moment. We got to highlight the fans. The at-bat ends with a ground out, but listen to the fans when Gary Sarge Matthews steps up to the plate for the second time in the game.
Line drive left field, but Baker's right there. Lescano is out. That's two down, and that'll bring up the Sarge. Gary Matthews, 5 consecutive hits. 3 homers in 3 consecutive games. That ties an LCS mark, tying him with the great Hank Aaron. He is 6-for-12 in this league championship series with 3 homers and 8 RBIs. Curveball, he hits into the shortstop, Russell, who flips to Sacks for the force on Schmidt. And the Phillies are out in the third. No runs, one hit, no errors, leaving one. After three, it still fills 3. Dodgers, nothing.
Wow. That crowd was outrageous, Andrew.
65,000 or 64,000.
Poof. All right. Andy Musser is in the booth with Whitey now. Second pitch, top of the fourth inning. Dusty Baker at the plate.
Andy Musser with us here in the fourth. Andy?
Thank you, Rich. Dusty Baker leads it off for the Dodgers. Andy takes a ball. Carlton retired the Dodgers in order in the third inning. Lefty picking up his third strikeout of the game. Pretty strong showing for a man working on 3 days rest. Here's one that's hit deep to left field. Matthews, does he have a shot? No. Dusty Baker has hit a home run over his buddy Matthews' head, and the Dodgers are on the board. It's a 3-1 ball game.
He stinks, Stummy. Stummy, Andy Musser stink. Be honest, Judas.
Does he have a shot? No.
That's
hey!
Terrible. I hate to say, he's horrible.
He's got such
an... I used to hate him. And I hate him. God rest his soul. You know what I'm saying? But, dude, like, he comes in right away. They give up a home run. Put him in the bathroom.
It's a sign. Right. He's got such an old school radio broadcast voice, though, doesn't
horrible.
He?
Oh, horrible. Yes, I couldn't stand him.
Air of the Phillies, wearing the white uniforms.
Yeah, it's bad. Yeah, no good.
Dusty Baker.
Ask Mike. Mike had. I'm curious if Mike hated Andy Musser too.
My father.
It's your father.
In another,
I was a little kid. I just remember going, I hate him.
Liked Andy Musser because in another life, when he
did
was
he really?
An intern trying to make it into sports writing, he interviewed Andy Musser for like the Delran Tribune or something like that.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know your father wanted to be a sports writer.
Yeah, it came down to him and one other guy. And they picked the guy, the other guy, and the other guy lasted like 3 weeks. And then my dad went into like pharmaceutical sales.
I got news for you. That was the right way to go. You make money.
Yeah.
All right, here you go. Phil's still scoreless since the top of the first inning. So let's jump to the bottom of the fifth. It's 3-1 Phillies. You know who's on first base? Pete Rose. And you know who's at the plate? Mike Schmidt.
A solid shot deep left center field. In play off the fence. Pete Rose digging hard. He's going to score. Schmidt's got a stand-up double. Phillies lead it 4-1.
Why did Schmidt smoke that ball? I mean, he nailed it. Tommy Lasorda is headed out to the mound, and I'm sure that's going to be all for Jerry Royce. Schmidt has put the Phillies ahead 4-1, his second hit of the ball game. Took that one bounce right at the bottom of the fence. Came right straight up in the air. Now, that's what allowed Rose to score. The ball bouncing right straight up. You can stand there and wait for it. That's all you can do. Phillies might make some changes here. They could go with a left-hand batter against the right-hander, Joe Beckwith.
Wow.
That last roar. That last roar was when they were taking the starting pitcher off the mound.
Oh, really?
I mean, talk about moments in baseball games when you get, when you knock out the pitcher from a playoff game.
Yeah, that's huge.
It's great.
It really is.
I love when the Phillies starting pitcher comes off after like 6 2/3. It's the middle of the inning.
Yeah.
But he had a good outing.
So you give
the nice standing ovation.
Yeah.
And then it's also great when the opposing pitcher gets pulled out of the game.
No, I agree. You're right on. Whitey was awesome.
Yes, he was.
He was fantastic. All right. Still in the fifth inning. Phil's got runners on first and third, one out for Gary Lee Maddux against that Joe Beckwith. Ah, what a bust out name that is. Take a listen.
Knocked down, and Beckwith didn't know where to go. Safe at the plate. Beckwith botched that play. I don't know why he didn't come home right away, but he didn't. And the Phillies lead it 5-1.
Exactly right. That was the only play he had. He didn't have the double play. Here it is. He made a good play. Knocking it down. He looked towards second. Now he knows he should go home, but it's too late as Schmidt slid in under the throw. That'll be a run batted in and a fielder's choice. Beckwith could have made the out of home plate. He could have made it at second. He could have made it at first. He didn't make it anywhere, and it hurt him.
With Phil's man, they're rolling. Carlton pitches a scoreless top of the sixth. Now bottom of the inning, Schmitty on first, and here comes Sixto, one of the greatest names ever, Sixto.
And unfortunately, Harry was not on the call for the list.
Damn!
Because it would have sounded so much cooler.
Sixto Lescano.
Lescano, we were waiting, and there it is. Wait no more.
should be a real thrill for Sixto. Started the season with San Diego, of course. Kind of a sort of. Didn't have much to cheer about before, even less now. We noticed Ron Reed coming out of the bullpen, Andy. He might come in the ball game.
Sixto. That's a terrible call by your boy.
Now, fortunately, Harry's in for the next Sixto highlight.
All right. Sixto. Fills up 7-1. We head to the top of the seventh. Ron Reed is now on the mound. He had to be 100 at that point. He quickly gets two outs, and then he gets some help from his defense.
The winner going to Baltimore for the World Series to open on Tuesday. Russell pops it up down the right field line. A long run for Lescano. It's a fair ball. What a play by Lescano! That's an unbelievable play. Watch it.
Now, and that he even caught the ball is a miracle. He caught it on the bounce. He came up firing. Look at this throw. Perfect throw. He's got a great arm. DeJesus making the tag. Unbelievable.
A single, and he throws him out at second. What a play by Lescano. No runs, one hit, no errors. They leave none. We go to the bottom of the seventh. 7-1 Phillies.
Wow, what made him so great? He was a Harry. Like, listen to that excitement.
He cared.
Oh.
He cared. He truly loved the Phillies.
That was awesome, man.
I'm not saying Andy Musser didn't, but you could hear how much he loved the team through his
voice. Yeah, man. You're right on.
And then I think it also rubbed off on Whitey, to be honest. Richie sounded better with Harry in the booth.
Oh, way better. Way, way, way better. Way better. All right. That was awesome. My Dodgers eventually make it. They tack on a run 7-2. Now we go to the top of the ninth. You ready for this name? Al Holland.
Yes.
Do you know what they called Al Holland, Junis?
No.
Yeah, any idea what his nickname was?
No.
How about that, Mr. T?
That's awesome.
He was the Mr. T, he looked like Mr. T. Mr. T was Al Holland. Huh, that's awesome. That is phenomenal. So he's on the mound. Darryl Thomas is on second after leading off the inning with a double. And if you remember that, Candy Maldonado is up.
Candy Maldonado. Dodgers have had 10 hits, only two runs to show for him. Dusty Baker has driven in both of those. Ball and a strike to Candy Maldonado. He struck him out. That's one of them here in the ninth. Second strikeout for Mr. T.
Oh, you heard it.
That'll bring on Steve Sachs. Sachs is singled in four tries.
You heard it, Mr. T.
I also had to leave in him saying Maldonado.
Candy Maldonado.
Oh, he's the best. He's Maldonado. The best. He was the greatest at those polysyllabic words, the names. He'd give you all those three, four syllables.
Yes.
And they were old. Maldonado. All right. One down. Runner on second. Steve Sachs at the plate.
Holland was out there for the division clinching game against the Cubs at Wrigley. And here's Holland in what the Phillies hope is the final game of this league championship series. Thomas at second base and one out. Phillies trying to make this an I-95 series. The Baltimore Orioles are in and the American League. Phillies trying to tie up the National League championship. Ball on a strike to Sachs. He popped him up. That should be out number two. DeJesus and Schmidt. Schmidty a little taller. Puts it away. That's two down here in the ninth inning. The Phillies are one out away from winning the 1983 National League pennant.
Wow. That was awesome. Did you catch what they were chanting?
Beat LA.
Yes! You caught it! How awesome was that? Look at that. That was in on that.
Got my gear on.
That's it. I love it. Love it. All right, two down. Phil's one out from the World Series against the Baltimore Orioles. Here we go. Take a listen.
It looks like the Phils and the Baltimore Brewers, the Orioles from Baltimore, the 1983 World Series. Column facing Bill Russell. Al on the mound, Daryl Thomas at second base. Mitch Ashburn is downstairs. The pitch popped him up. It's foul. It's coming back, and it's going to be out of play, I believe it is. Just over the screen, the first row. Two strikes to Russell. Allen, one pitch away from tying it down, and it's only fitting. There was the anticipation. It's all right, folks. You'll get it. Nothing and two to Bill Russell. Stadium. Struck him out! Phillies have won it, and now it's Schmidt's turn as Allen dives on Mike Schmidt. Paul Owens coming out. The Phillies have won the National League pennant. The final score is 7-2. As the Phillies are the 1983 National League champs, winning it 3 out of 4 over the Los Angeles Dodgers. There's the Pope. Boy, what a happy man he is. He saw the Phillies win the World Championship in 80 from upstairs as general manager. Now the Pope downstairs in uniform has his team in the World Series in 83 against the Baltimore Orioles.
Wow, I got chills, man. That was awesome, Judas. Great job. That was fantastic. I got chills. What'd you think of that?
What did I think? I don't know. It was awesome.
I was asking what you learned or what, like, when you go back into these moments, what'd you think?
I don't know. I think I was just more diving in with Harry. Just listening. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I know the result, right? Like, I was enjoying listening to Harry and his excitement. Okay. He truly does love the Phillies.
Yeah. I guess I got in that, you know, completely enamored by that whole thing. I mean, completely enamored by it. Wow. All right. We're going to come back. Still lots to do. All your calls straight ahead. Next, Cuz Radio Tunis. Here's Nat.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Wow, look at this. Look at Tyrone coming in with a Bryce jersey. I want to hook him. I love it. That's pretty cool, Ty. Rocking that. I'm proud of you, man. I love it. I don't know what it is, man. I am. You and I are both, like, real excited over this. Over baseball.
Oh,
like,
of course.
Over the top.
Of course. Yeah,
I mean, the top with it. I got to be honest with you.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's because sports are back. Even though it is bogus, the fact that it's 60 games and every game
I don't even know how bogus it is, to be honest with you. So what?
It's still, I mean, 60 games, not 162.
Yeah, whatever.
But the way I look at it is, wow, every game's going to matter. And that series that you lose to the Marlins in May, yeah, it doesn't really matter sometimes. But that series you lose to the Marlins in, you know, August of a 60-game season we are going to have fits. We're going to lose our minds.
I know.
And you know it's going to happen. You know they're going to lose to the Marlins or the Orioles. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
That's just typical Phillies.
Dude, that Orioles. So that Orioles, I was at, you know who took me to one of the games? He came back to Philadelphia. It was like 1-1.
What, 83?
In 83.
Oh, I didn't know you went.
And you know who took me to the game? Bob Means Jobs.
Is that right?
That's right. Bob Marino. Bob Means Jobs from the...
Specializing in...
Right.
Well, Fridge loans.
Correct. Spring Garden Landing, baby. And Bob Means Jobs takes me to the game. I had to be about, I don't know, I'm in 12, 13. And afterwards, we snuck into, there used to be like a strip joint that was like a go-go joint.
Okay.
It was called the Packer Go-Go on 15th and Packer. And we went in there after and drank beers.
That's normal for a 13-year-old, right?
How was the World Series? Oh, it was great. They lost. Yeah, but that's all right. Let's go to Dave in South Philly. Dave, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave.
Yo, man. What's going on?
What's happening, Davey?
How you doing?
Good, brother.
Nothing. Ready for some baseball.
I know. I'm excited.
So I was having trouble deciding which trip road trip to talk about. Because on one hand, we were in Nashville. I got to chokeslam my buddy through a table at the Long Titans fans. The Eagles end up losing, so that wasn't too much fun. But we went out 3 years ago. My family, my girlfriend, went out to Colorado. You know, do the whole thing, hiking, whitewater rafting.
Yeah, yeah.
Phils are in town. And it could not have been a more meaningless game. I can't tell you. I probably can't tell you anyone on the roster. The manager was like, all right, we're out here. Let's go. Get in there all the time. They go down early. So, like, all right, where's the beer guy? Slowly but surely, they come back. So, the time is getting loud. Next thing you know, I'm hammered and, like, Warren Sandwell's around this guy around third base. I'm like, let's go. It's on the slide. They win. We're going crazy. Mind you, Denver's probably the nicest city out there. And then we're at the end of the game. We're busting out the
the best.
And the city, 1, 2, 3, 4. It was just like the only win of the season. I don't even remember what their record was. It was horrible. We were just. Just a good time for me and the team. I had to go out to Denver.
You know what the best is exactly that. When you're at a game and it could nine. See, I love this. When you're on the road at the opposing stadium and you do the EAGLES, because they think you're crazy. They go, what the, like they look at you like you got seven heads. I love that. Scott, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Scott, hey.
How's it going, Anthony?
What's up, Scotty?
All right, I've got an interesting away game story for you. So I'm from Oregon, and I'm 18 years old. And in 2017, I got gifted some tickets to go to the Seahawks game. Eagles, yes. Seahawks, 2017. Obviously, Eagles are really good that season. I'm super excited to go to the game. Show up at the game. For whatever reason, I mean, I don't know if you remember that game very much, but the Eagles offense just couldn't move the ball.
Okay.
And so the Eagles offense isn't moving the ball. Seattle fans start getting a little bit rowdy. And I'm at the 50-yard line about 10 rows up. We had great seats. It was awesome for my first NFL game. And Carson's struggling. He throws a pick.
Oh, I remember this game. Yeah.
In front of me. Start doing this chant for two straight quarters. They chant, Nick Foles wins Super Bowls.
Oh, my God.
For two straight quarters.
Oh, my God.
Nick Foles.
Nick Foles wins Super Bowls.
Those guys after. Oh. I wish I could have ran into those guys.
Oh, that's great. What was that stadium? What's that stadium like? I never covered a game in that stadium.
Oh, it's deafening. Like, I've never been to another NFL stadium, but comparing it to NBA stadiums that I've been to in hockey and baseball, it's deafening.
Wow.
It's a crazy stadium, crazy atmosphere. I hate Seattle fans, but I got to give it to them. That atmosphere that they've created for themselves there is
awesome. Yeah, no, that's cool, man. That's cool. What part of Seattle, what part of Oregon are you from?
So I'm from Oakland, but I'm a 4-for-4 Philly fan.
I love it. That's fantastic, man.
Actually, I'm going to school for broadcast journalism right now.
Good
my goal
for
is
you.
Right where you're sitting. So.
There you go, brother. I'll keep the seat warm for you, my man. You got
it. Thank you.
Yeah, good call, Scotty. Thank you, buddy. Let's go to where we at? Laurie. Who's this, Lauren? You're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
That would be LaRue.
It's LaRue. What's up, LaRue?
All right, I got a story for you.
What are you going on, man? Yeah.
Okay, it's a Philly story. My wife is a singer, a pretty good one, and she gets a phone call one day. She looks to me and says, "We're going to Philadelphia." I said, "Why?" She says, "I'm singing the anthem."
Really?
Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah, no, and she did. And she aced it, you know.
That's fantastic.
I said, "Wow, you really did it, girl."
That's cool, man.
Yeah, it is cool. And, you know, something I'll never forget.
That's great.
She probably won't either. So, that's my story. That's about
all
I got.
All right, you got it, LaRue. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Let's go to where we at. Eddie, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Eddie.
I thought we were friends.
What's going on, Eddie?
Uh-oh. You hate the Atlanta Braves?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. You know I do. I know you're our Braves guy, but I can't stand them. Oh, I can't stand them.
All right. Well, they're going to be pretty good this year, so.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
You know, it's like Bobby Cox said to my son one time, baseball is like real estate. Pitching, pitching, pitching.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, listen, I think they're going to be. I like the Braves lineup.
Well, they got this guy, Marcel Ozuna. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, who's a stud who can hit home runs. I mean, he's got real power. Now,
they lost the guy to the Minnesota Twins, but this guy is younger and he has as much power, so we'll see what happens. And, you know, hey, listen, one-year deal with Cole Hamels, you know, what do they got to lose with him? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm not as in love with, I will say this, I'm not in love with their pitching. I mean, we'll see about Soraka. Fulton Evich is what he is. Freed is okay.
Yeah, Freed was my son's protege.
Was he really? Wow.
Yeah, well, my son was coaching him in minor league ball at Rome, Georgia. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
He's got a hell of a curveball.
How's their bullpen? It looks like they have decent bullpen.
Well, they got a pretty good. I can't think of their names at the minute, but they got two free agents. So, or three free agents. I can't remember exactly.
I know Shane Green's there.
No, he's not the main man.
What's his name? Mark Melick, the kid from the American
League. Melicon or something like that.
Yes. Melancon, yep. But I like their, I mean, Albies is nasty and Freddie Freeman is ridiculous.
I saw Albies at the rookie ball in Danville, Virginia.
Wow, did you really?
Yeah, he was tremendous then and he's just gotten better. So
Acuna is ridiculous too. I mean, Acuna is just out of, it's crazy, man. He's so good.
Yeah, I mean, what can you say about him? So, you know, the little time, once in a while he gets a little bit of it in his head, and he's a little bit lazy as far as running out balls and stuff like that, but he's got a lot of talent.
Yeah, he can do that here, Eddie. Thank you.
All right, man.
I'm jealous, Eddie. Thank you. Best to your son, brother. All right? Always good to talk to you, my friend.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.